This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 70. Let's go.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Come on,
now just roll to the front.
Yo.
Roll to the front. Roll to the front.
What it is, what it is, what it is. What's happening to all my dance teachers out there? How you doing? Once again, we got another podcast. It's episode number 70. And I want to say a happy new year to everybody. Hope you had fantastic holidays. I hope all my dance teachers out there had a great break. I hope you got rejuvenated, rested, refreshed, and you're ready for a new year. 2017, baby, we are here. We are live in full effect, and it's on. Many of you are getting ready for all of it and everything, whether it's competition dances, conventions, whether it's recitals, performances, training in class, whatever it is. I hope everybody is ready for it because the new year is here and you know we're going to jump it off right on this podcast starting off the new year. If you listen to this podcast for the first time, this is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on Stitcher. You can get it on Podomatic.com. You can also get it on my website, www.MrChrisHipHopDance.com. And if you are in the Nashville area, come holler at us. You can take a class live, Mr. Chris Hip Hop classes. Go on the website, www.DanceAndMusicNow.com. And come check us out, because we are definitely putting everything that we have on this podcast into motion with our students. You know what I mean? And just real thankful going into the new year. Super big shout out to all of my teachers everywhere, all over the world. The downloads have been going off the chain. So that just gets me pumped. That lets me know that you guys are enjoying the podcast, that you're using it, and you download. That means you are keeping it. Like this, we're not just listening to it on the podcast player. We're downloading it so we can go back to it, because it is. I mean, it's another. I know I always talk about the Evernote app, which I use, but I also store all my podcasts so I can go back myself. Like, what did we talk about then? Let me hit on that again, because, you know, we're dance teachers. We're creative. Our brain is always going. And then sometimes we get into that rut where it's like, I don't know what to do next. I feel like, and I did a podcast on this. Like, I feel like I've done everything. Sometimes you can just go back and think about some things you've done before. And everybody always, like we just did yesterday, we held a workshop, and it was just we just did some strength training, some stretching, and some conditioning, because we technically don't start class until today. But for anybody who wanted to get a jump start on the conditioning so they won't die the first day back, they come in to the workout class. And so one of the students there was like, oh my god, I mean, it was so hard. Now during the season, when it's normal, you know, just normal classes, you're running dances and you're working out, it's nothing. I mean, these kids actually turn into like superheroes. They're like, I can do anything. I can dance 100 dances and then fly. I mean, you know what I mean? It's nothing. But when you take time off, and she was even saying, she was like, I normally don't take off during breaks. Like, so even during break, I'm active. So, but this time I decided to do nothing and rest, which is good. I mean, I sent out a couple of links on my Facebook page talking about encouraging dancers to get that rest. But when it's time to come back in, it's time to come back in. And when you got to hit it hard, you hit it hard. So we did. We did some workouts, and everybody was sore from stretching. But it's just things that we were doing before we took break And I was like, you know what? What are we going to do? I said, let's go back to the basics. Let's start stretching. Let's just get strong again so we start holding these freezes and stalls and get to it. So it was great. We had a great time, and we're getting ready to start classes back here ourselves, so getting geared up for that. So this podcast, though, what we're going to deal with is a particular style called crumping. All right. Now, I know I've covered it before, but I'm going to give you a little bit more detail to take us some more in-depth with this thing. And yeah, so title of this podcast, episode number 70, is crumping. All right. And what I'm going to do, because I got really, really, really super excited, because one of my favorite top all-time crews of all time, I love the mostest, the Jabberwockies, have a show out. Now, this show, the name of the show is called The Movement. Now, to get this show, you're going to have to download the app. I believe the app is called Go90. So for my teachers out there, if you don't have the app, you can get it either in your iTunes store or your Google Play store, but it's called Go90. And there's lots of shows on there. I've actually been watching. There's a show called Dance Off Juniors that I'm loving right now. I think Nigel from So You Think You Can Dance has a show on there. I think it's called Every Little Step. So lots of dance shows. So get this app. This is a great resource, a great source of encouragement, a great source to get the vibes rolling, you know what I mean? Get your mind going. And if you like me, I mean, if you just love dance, you love dance. So whenever you see it, it's awesome and you just can't get enough of it. But Go90 is the app. Now, the name of the show is called, when you get the app, just type in the Jabberwockies. It's J-A-B-B-A-W-O-C-K-E-E-Z. For some of you, if you don't know who they are, Jabberwockies, and in the show, they go into a little bit about the history of them, how they started. I saw them first on a show that was out called America's Best Dance Crew, which today I still say is one of the dopest hip-hop shows to ever hit this planet. One of the dopest. There are technique moves throughout every episode of that show that's just, I mean, I still haven't seen done yet some of the stuff that they were doing. Just insane. But the Jabberwockies won one of the seasons of America's Best Dance Crew. I believe it was season one. They had the mask on and the gloves, and they just really technique driven, solid crew. They cover every aspect too of hip hop dancing, whether it's the popping animation, the crumping, the b-boy, the b-girl, whatever it is, you're gonna see the Jabbers hit on that. But in this particular show, it's all about them looking for a new member of their crew, or as they say in the show, their tribe. They like to call, you know, everybody that's involved, this is the tribe, and they're looking for a new member. So we're going to recap this. Now, when I started taking notes, you know, first I was excited because I just can't stop watching them because I love it. But when I started taking notes, I realized what I was going to do was recap season one, episode one on this podcast. But I quickly found out, as I kept going, I was taking so many notes. I was like, I don't want the podcast to be super duper long. So what I'm going to do, and I don't want you to have to, when you're going back through the podcast, to search through the different dancers that are in there. So I'm going to do them one at a time. So this particular one is going to be season one, episode one, the first dancer that comes out. And what's how it opens up is they're looking for a new member of the crew, and this episode is called Freestyle. So they have to come in, do a little introduction, talk about what they want to do in dance, talk about, you know, who they are, and then boom, hit them with the best they have in freestyle. Now, you know, of course, as soon as I seen that, my wheels start turning, because I'm like, that's exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to teaching our kids, teaching our students the importance of freestyling. Now, are they going to, you know, try out for a crew or audition? I don't know. They might. I'm not going to say they're not. They might not, might be college, might be a dance team, might be a community group. I mean, you never know. But these kids, somebody might just say, you know, your whole group might be on a trip, you know, to Florida at Nationals and you're on the beach and somebody might come up and be like, can y'all hip hop dance? Show me something. You know what I mean? And all the things you work on in class when it comes to hip hop, they're the foundational technique moves that I teach. And I believe that a lot of times, you know what I mean? Because a lot of times we get consumed with having to do dances. I know I do. Especially when it comes to competition. See, finish this dance. Finish this choreography. Even for class. But I was telling my students, I was like, when I learned how to dance, I didn't learn dances first. I learned the dance technique first. And then I started to put them together in a series of combinations that eventually turned into dances. But when you go, like when you look at the dance, when you go from one move to the next, each move, there's been time spent on the technique. So just like anything else, whether it's ballet, tap, jazz, it's like I'm not gonna break out a whole tap routine and I haven't learned, you know, a paradiddle combination yet. You know what I mean? So I'm not gonna go. And when I say that, because my wife actually taught me that, and I can do a paradiddle combination. I bought me some tap shoes, and I didn't keep going. I got that. I got excited. I think I started working on pullbacks because it was a challenge to me. I was like, oh, I got to get this. I went crazy on the pullbacks. But that was it. But you know what I mean? I'm not going to go any further unless I keep working on the small technique moves. So it's the same thing in hip hop. So the reason I love this show, and we're going to talk about the freestylers on there, is because each one of them that came out and freestyled, you can tell that they have worked on a particular technique and style. And it just looks good. I'm like, ugh. Oh, by the way, get my Tap album. It's on iTunes and Google Play, it's on Spotify and Tidal as well. But it's called Mr. Chris's Tap Music for Kids, because I've been seeing a lot of downloads of all of those. The Buffalo, the Irish, paradiddle combination. Get that. It's a great resource. All right, so back to this show. So let's look at, all we're going to do is we're going to deal with one. And we're talking about crumping. A good movie, another side note, a good movie to get, and I don't think you can get it on Netflix, but you can. You might have to buy a DVD of this one, or if you have Amazon Prime, you might be able to rent it or buy it that way. But it's called Rise, R-I-Z-E. Rise, and it has kind of like the origin in there. It'll give you watch that movie, it'll give you as a teacher the background vibe of where it came from. If you like me, I mean, I have it on DVD. I have a whole stack of DVDs at the crib. I have a whole stack of albums. I'm starting to collect tape cassettes. I'm like going in this whole thing where I'm collecting like the old school media. You might not have a way to play DVD. I don't know. I mean, it's about to get like that with CDs as well. But Rise, good movie. But the dude in there, his name is Ty Dyes, one of the kings of crump, right? I got a chance to dance with him on the MTV Movie Awards. I believe it was the 2000. Yeah, when was that? It was a while back, but Lindsay Lohan was actually the host of the show, so it was a long, long time ago, but I got to dance with her, and on that, in the crew that put together, it was a lot of people, like Ty Dyes was in there, and Omarion, Marcus Houston, Lindsay B from the Beat Freaks was in there, just super, super talented, uber talented people, but the highlight of it, well, loved the show. I mean, I got to meet Tom Cruise. He actually backstage danced with us, so that was a super highlight. I was like, oh my goodness, it's Tom Cruise. What is happening this evening? But other highlight of the whole show is we're rehearsing, and we had a little break period. And Ty Dyes, somebody had asked Ty Dyes to give us a little tutorial on crump dancing. And so he's like, all right. And he's just a natural teacher. I mean, he loves teaching it. So he starts going, look him up too as well. Good resource on YouTube. Tight, T-I-G-H-T, Eyes, E-Y-E-Z, I believe is how you spell it. So check out Tight Eyes, one of the masters of the craft. But yeah, I got to spend some time with him. We literally spent 30 minutes working on the chest pop and the proper way to do it. And then the way the chest goes in and out, where you get that when you're crump dancing. 30 minutes. I was looking like, what is happening right here? I want to get to a combination. Nope, no combination. You had to get this down first so you can get the feel of it. So it was the best because I got to bring that back to my students. And even though I didn't have fun doing it when I was learning it, when I taught it to them, start seeing them do it, I'm like, man, it's just so important to drill technique. Okay. All right, so moving on. All right, so yes, get the movie Rise. Check that out. What I'm going to do, all we're going to do is talk about three moves that is going to be for you, all right? Three moves. I'm going to put three tutorials in there on how to do these moves. It's three of the beginner crump moves that I believe we can start from the 3 to 4 year old class all the way up to our teen seniors, all right? So here it is. Like I said, I'll have links to this at the bottom of the podcast. So the first one is stomps. Right, stomp. So the way you take your feet, and you'll see it on there, it'll be like, you know what I mean? Your position, like you're kind of like in a big second position, but you'll see the girl on there, she's kind of low, and the stomp just boom. I mean, it's almost like you're like the Incredible Hulk, and you're like stomping on the ground, and the whole earth is shaking. So you're like, stomp, gah, doom, doom, gah, doom, da, doom, doom. And a lot of times, I'll put on just the instrumental crump song, which I have. I'll put a link on that as well. Put an instrumental crump song on, and I'll just have them. We'll just do a series of stomps. Doom, doom. And just getting the vibe of the music, feeling the music, and doing the stomps. But you'll see on there the tutorial for the stomp. So as you learn that, you can teach that to the littles as well as the olders. The littles, it's just a stomp. You can do a stomp clap, you can do a stomp chest pop, however you want to do it. But when you start teaching the foundation, one of the moves you can start with is the stomp. Number two, link is on there, it's the chest pop. Now the chest pop, you're gonna find the same chest pop in popping, locking, waving, and isolating, where it's just your shoulders go back, your chest goes out, it's like your heart's beating like doom, 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 doom. But it's gonna be in crump dancing, it's more of a sharp, doom, doom, ga-ga, like that. You'll see on there the tutorial, but the chest pop is another one. Now you can take those two and put them together, right? So you can go stomp, chest pop, stomp, stomp, chest pop, right? And another way to do the stomp too is I did a move called the scoop the leg, which I use all the time, but it comes from the foundation of a stomp, where you can just do a regular stomp where you go right into the floor, but you can also do it where your leg scoops and then you put your hand on your knee and you push the leg down like you are putting the leg into the floor. And she does that on there, so you'll see that as well. All right, so number one is a stomp, number two is a chest pop. Oh, I said I had three, I got four. Whoopsie, right, I got four. Number three is jabs. All right, so your arms are gonna be, when you think jabs, I want you to think like boxing jabs, Taibo, which is another workout we did. Great workout. I had to teach the kids though the proper how to hold your hands when you're doing a jab, a cross, a hook, and an uppercut. But think that, and you'll see on there how she does it. But it's things to do with your arms, and then the last one is arm swings. Right, and you don't have to come from the shoulders all the time. I think when she starts off, her hands are on the shoulders, but you'll just see how they swing, and it's a quick out in back to the shoulder. Foom, foom. It's hard for me to explain on there, but I put the links on there. So four moves in crumping that you can start with the beginners. You can do it as simple, and you can get, you know, like when you see them do it full out, it's like, oh my goodness. But you have to start somewhere, right? So you can put these together and you can go like this. You can put a combo that goes, you know, start with your right foot, you can go stomp, chest pop, then take the left foot, do two stomps, stomp, stomp, chest pop. Right, so that's four counts right there. Boom, cat, boom, boom, cat. Right, then scoop the leg, boom, da, push it into the ground, and then do one jab and one arm swing. So go shoom, pop, jab and arm swing. Mm-hmm. Then you just do it again. Stomp, chest pop, stomp, stomp, chest pop. Scoop the leg, jab and arm swing. All right, now another one in there with the little ones, because that one's gonna be more mini juniors, but your littles, I'm gonna say you can get one of my songs called The Crumpin' Pumpkins. If you don't have it already, get it on iTunes. You can get it on CD Baby. But it goes through, because that was written for my little bitties. But it has stomp claps in there. It has arm swings on there, but you're doing it a little slower. You know, so your arm swing is going out. I'll put a link for the video of my littles doing that as well. All right, so there you go. That's the moves for the crump. My man who was auditioning, his name was Concrete. And oh, just watch him when he comes out. The first audition. Again, it's the Go 90 app. Jabberwocky Show, the movement. They're looking for a new crew member. And Concrete comes out. And woo, when he started going, they were like, "You are a master of your craft." The other dude, Kevin, KB, I think he said, "Your kung fu is good." I mean, so good. But you can see in there when you watch Concrete go, you're going to see elements of animation, waving, ticking inside his crump. But his crump is ridiculous. He also said that Concrete was forward thinking. He's real innovative and forward thinking, because the thing about crump, like, you'll see him do this move where he grabs his shirt and it puts his face inside his shirt and then comes back out. Like, you want to get to, when it starts moving up to the advanced levels, you want to get them to start telling a story with the crump. Right, so you can make up stories and use the stomps, the chest pops, the arm swings, the jabs in there to be able to get them to tell a story while they're dancing. So that's it. I also put a link in there for one of the dopest. There's lots of good crump music out there, but check out the J Squad. J Squad crump music, I put a link on there. They have a lot of good instrumental stuff on there you can play during class. So definitely bump that. All right, so there it is. You see what I'm saying? I've gone longer than I wanted to on this. That's only one dude. So I'm going to keep going with the different auditions, because I think every one of them has some moves in there that we can use. And I forgot to do, yo, holler at your boy on Twitter and Snapchat, Instagram, at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. Facebook is Zonda, Z-O-N-D-A, Flex, F-L-E-X. And shoot me an email. To just let me know who you are. I've been getting some emails of dance studios and teachers checking in. Just said, "Yo, this is me from Kenya. This is me." You know what I mean? Just holler at me wherever you are. Let me know kind of, you know, who you are, name of your studio. Just check in with me. It's always good to hear from you guys. And again, thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for the download. Subscribe. You know what I mean? Give me 5 stars rating. Do your thing. Keep teaching. Happy New Year again. And that's all I got. Yo, love y'all. And your boy is out.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Come on,
now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.